This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105 Radio.
And it's a great pleasure to welcome back into the Cambridge 105 studios Nick Burr from Campsite. Very good afternoon to you, Nick.
Hello.
How you doing? You all right?
Not bad, thank you.
Good, good, good. You're the fundraising manager?
Fundraising and promotions officer.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Me. That's a good that's a good title. You're also here with Donna, who's your support worker, and you brought your best mate with you as well.
Yeah, Amber, my guide dog.
And
she's a German Shepherd.
She's a five-year-old German Shepherd, or coming up five. She's an adorable creature. You can leave her here when you go. So just tell us briefly your story, Nick, and how you got involved with Campsite.
I lost my eyesight in January 2014. I had cancer, and I was in Addenbrookes. Fell asleep one night, woke up the next day and couldn't see a thing.
Oh, my goodness.
So I got through Addenbrookes and I started volunteering for Campsite because they were there to help me to begin with. And I didn't work for 4 years, so I started volunteering with them. That then turned into an internship for 3 months. And then the job role came up and I managed to get that last February. And, yeah, it's been ever since just been working very, very hard and very busy.
Well, this is amazing. We often hear this as well, don't we, about people who have been helped by a charity and then wind up in any way supporting and getting involved. But for you, how important was it in the work of Campsite in those early days? Because that, I can't imagine what you went through to wake up and not have, I mean, goodness me, God forbid.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they were really good. Just from little things, just day-to-day living skills. Spreading a bit of butter or jam on a bread's quite difficult. Making a cup of tea. So just little gadgets that you can use. Just little hints and tips. And then introductions into little groups. The biggest group I was a sports group. So I play a sport called goalball, where I met a lot of my friends now. And also you just meet like-minded people who you can learn from, and, you know, they can give you them little hints and tips to help you.
And after that initial shock, it's possible to, you know, you're living proof it's possible to completely rebuild your life and pick yourself up and brush yourself down and start all over again.
Yeah.
How instrumental in all of this has having the guide dog been? How much does that help your independence?
Yeah, it helps loads. I mean, being completely blind is always quite difficult, so you are relying on that dog a lot. And it just takes the time to get used to different routes. I've recently moved, so I'm learning it all again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I now live in St. Neots, and I've never really seen it. So I'm literally mapping a map in my head, and then I'm just trusting Amber to be walking along that road, getting us to where we need to then either decide to go left, right, forward or back.
Well, I mean, so many people are dog lovers. I mean, we're a nation of dog lovers, as someone once said. You know, we trade our children for dogs quite happily. But that must be an amazing relationship when you are relying... I mean, you know, most dogs, you're having them as pets, but this really is a permanent companion for you.
Yeah, and it takes a while to get that bond as well. Guide dogs normally say it takes about a year. And I would have said, yeah, it probably did take that long. It's just the little things as well. It's the trust, but also the little head movements she does. Is she trying to tell me something, or is she trying to sniff something? Or, you know, see, it's just trying to get them body movements and head movements, which you feel through the harness.
Really?
And that just comes over time, and then you work out, you know, what she's doing and what I'm doing as well, so...
Okie dokie. All right, well, so here you are, ensconced as fundraising and doing everything for Campsite. You've got some events coming up throughout the, well, I guess, round the year.
Yeah.
But what have you got coming up in the next few weeks that you'd like to tell us
about? The most recent one we've got coming up is Dining in the Dark, where guests come along. We've got 3-course meal for them at the Red Lion in Hinxton.
Oh, wow.
Friday the 5th of April. So they eat their starters with a blindfold, main course without a blindfold, and then the desserts with a blindfold. But the test is, as a table, you kind of have to guess what the 3 ingredients are in each bit. But there's 3 different starters and 3 different desserts, and you have to guess the 3 different ingredients in each bit.
How fascinating. I've heard, Stephen Fry has done this or done something similar, and he said the reason they did it was, he was invited to it, was because it concentrates your tastes, apparently, also, because there's nothing else to distract you, that it's all in the taste.
Yeah, definitely. And it is trying to... It's very difficult. Textures as well come into play a bit more as well then, because you're not eating with your eyes, are you?
Just
eating with just your mouth, really, and your smell as well. So, yeah, but you do find everyone starts to shout a bit more because they can't see one another.
Okay, now, I know, because I've had dinner many times at the Red Lion at Hinxton. That's a lovely venue, and the food there is amazing, so that's going to be a great night. Okay, so when is that again?
That's the 5th of April.
So not far away. Are you taking bookings at the moment?
Yeah, we're taking bookings. You can go on the Campsite website, onto our events page, and you can have a look at all the information there and purchase your tickets through our website as well.
Okay, excellent. That sounds like a bit of fun. That really does. Take some friends along as well for that one, because that, what a great way to go out to dinner with people. Donna, you're sitting there smiling. Have you done this sort of thing?
No, I haven't.
You've got to be up for this one, though, surely.
Oh, definitely. Definitely want to try this. Be a new experience for me.
Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it just? I'd love to do it with young children as well. Not young children, but, you know, because kids are always a pain in the neck. But it's because they don't know what they're looking at stuff and they don't understand it's a Brussels sprout or something. Yeah. So if you could just say to them, just pop it in and see what you think, you know.
Just try, never know.
That sounds like a lot of fun. What's next then, Nick?
After that, we've got a concert at West Road, which one of our trustees is putting on for a campsite. It is on the 13th of April.
Okay.
About a 7 o'clock start. And all money that goes to from that event goes straight to campsite. So.
Okay, and if it's at West Road, is it an evening of classical music or what sort of stuff?
Yes, classical music. I wouldn't know all of the descriptions. I'm not as big into my classical music, but that can be found on AMD's website. So it's not actually through campsite because the trustee is doing that all himself. So
okay,
but details can be found at campsite, and also I think you've got some deleted details on your website. But
we'll make sure those are up. If you go to Cambridge 105 Radio, go to the What's On section, and you'll find all the details there. That's on the 13th of April at West Road Concert Hall. Excellent. And finally for April?
Nothing else for April.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I thought you said to me about another one lined up. Go on.
Yeah, no, we've got a golf day in July.
Ah, right, okay.
So that's not till July. It's a bit off, but that's always good.
Yeah, but that's okay. You need to get people organised for things like that, don't you? So tell us about that one.
The golf day's good. Last year we do it at Cambridge Meridian Golf Club in Toft.
Okay.
Last year we had 67 people.
Good Lord.
And we're hoping to get a few more. We do 18 holes, shotgun start. Everyone gets a breakfast roll when they start. Come 18 holes of golf, and then we have a barbecue afterwards, a raffle, and then an auction. But it's not just a normal 18 holes of golf. We have a few challenges on the way. So we might have beat the pro. We may have a chance to win a car for the weekend. There's another one where we do blindfolded longest drive.
So oh, my goodness, me.
There's another one which is blindfolded putting. And then other ones I'm coming up with, we're thinking of maybe doing a VR headset, and it simulates different eye conditions, and you might have to try and, I don't know, maybe get a ball out of a bunker or a random shot.
Just to show you what people...
Yeah, it's raising that awareness, but also, you know, having a bit of fun at the same time and trying to win some prizes, so...
That sounds amazing. And just remind me again on that.
So that is the Friday the 21st of July. Friday the 12th of July. And it's about a 9 o'clock start.
OK, well, that's going to be a great day, especially if we have a summer like we had last year. You're going to be on an absolute winner, aren't you? Mm. So it's a bit of something for everyone. Are you looking for helpers at all? Or is it, I mean, general, anything else you need while you're here? I mean, you might as well get your shopping list out.
Yeah. Well, we're always looking for volunteers in any description, from helping me, myself, at fundraising events or bucket collections. We are with a race company called Hoo-Ha, and we're always needing marshals for that. They've chosen campsite as one of their charities for the year. You can do volunteer pilots on our tandems. So if you're a keen cyclist, that's always good fun. And there's all other opportunities such as befriending. So we have volunteers who go around and just have a cup of tea with someone or take them for a walk or just go and talk to someone else. Like, people, clients get a bit bored if they're just sitting in talking to the same family members. It's good for someone else just to go around and have a chat with someone.
That sounds amazing. It sounds amazing. And when I saw you last, you fessed up to what you did in your former life. And it's just, you never know who you're going to meet. You don't have to say it.
It's not that bad.
Go on then, off you go.
I used to be a tax advisor for a consultancy company.
So it's just amazing how life changes. And you say just the people who you're going to meet through this. So it's well worth volunteering. Mm. Well, we know because we've had Campsite as our charity of the month before that, you know, we're aware of the work you do, but we're always here to support you. Those sound like amazing events. So the website, if people want to find out more, is
www.campsite.org.uk.
Okay, brilliant. And all those events, that's the 5th of April, the 13th of April and the 12th of July. So get those dates, block them out in your diary now. Support a very, very, very worthwhile local charity. And Nick, thank you for coming in. The dog's so well behaved. That's what I like. She's just great. We're quite used to having dogs in the studio. I was telling you about one of our former presenters, and they all sort of seem to come in and go, oh, this is all right, and doof. So what will the rest of Amber's day be like?
We've got to go back to the office for a bit, and then we've got to go and do a talk at a women's guild later this evening. So she'll probably get lots of cuddles.
I was going to say, this dog just does it for the fuss, doesn't she?
Yes.
She's amazing. Well, it's lovely to have you all in here this afternoon. Donna as well, the support worker. Thank you for coming in. Nick, lovely to see you again, because I know you've been in before. And we'll keep in regular touch, because there's lots that Campsite have going on throughout the year. And and the support of the locals is always very welcome. Lovely to see you all this afternoon. That's Nick Burr. He's fundraising. Remind me that title again.
Fundraising and Promotions Officer.
There we go. They get longer every week for Campsite. Thanks very much indeed, Nick.